Hey, friend, I'm back again today to share interviews from our Paper Camp alumni that exhibited at Shop Object. On Tuesday, I shared my conversations with our alumni who are exhibiting in New York now. So if you missed that one, definitely go check it out. That's episode 408. But today we're focusing on the exhibitors that were at Shop Object. This is a wholesale trade show that was happening in New York City this past week. And I spoke with Stephanie Clark from Dahlia Press, Nancy Yusko from Dear Benny, Megan Sakari from And Here We Are, and Jen Palacio, a buyer, we're talking to her too, from Tiny Turns Paper 8. Stephanie, a seasoned exhibitor, shares her decision-making process for which trade shows she participates in. Nancy shares the importance of connecting in person with buyers at these trade shows and advice that she would offer to other businesses who are considering doing a trade show but haven't done so yet. Megan describes the type of customers at Shop Object and how buying styles are different now. And Jen, as a buyer, shares the exciting new products that she saw at Shop Object and why she, as a buyer, prioritizes doing events just like this when she's buying. Now, once again, great job to everyone who exhibited at these shows and to everyone who participated in this interview series. I really appreciate you taking time with me on the show floor. I know your time is precious there and you've got a lot of folks to talk to, so thank you for making time for me. I know that these shows take a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, money, grit to execute. Like, all of these things are really important. Now, friends, if you are thinking about exhibiting at trade shows as part of your wholesale growth strategy, then you absolutely must come to Paper Camp. We have a ton of experience exhibiting ourselves, and we have guided tens of thousands of indie brands through the process. Lots of folks come to us after they attempt a trade show on their own, and they report feeling stressed, having decision fatigue, and worst of all, having low sales. I can tell you our Paper Camp alumni frequently report higher sales, higher average order values, and stronger reorder rates when we're surveying them compared to non-alumni. And this includes our industry surveys, our fair market surveys. Our alumni are doing killer things with their sales. So to learn more, you can go to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. That's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Round 46 is currently open for enrollment. Now, we only run this coaching program twice a year, and we do sell out every single time. This program will take you step by step through everything you need to know to build a successful wholesale business. We will show you all the options. We will give you the pros and cons. We will remove the decision fatigue, and we'll tell you how to apply these things to your particular business. So if this sounds like something you want, you can learn more and enroll at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. All right, friends, I'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. I'm here with Jen Palacio from Tiny Turns Papery. How are you doing, Jen?
Doing great, Katie. How are you?
Good. I've been interviewing brands that are exhibiting at the show today and also New York Now yesterday, and I thought it would be fun to talk to you as a buyer who's walking both shows to get your take on things.
Great, yeah.
What kind of stuff are you seeing that's really exciting you?
So I am seeing a lot of fun holiday, which is primarily what I'm here for. And I have seen a couple of like super crazy creative booths this year that really drew me in, not necessarily from places where I'm going to buy stuff or that has product that we need, but I don't know if you saw on the third floor, there's a whole like artistic display for a single book.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really is swinging for the fences. It's really gorgeous. I'm going to post out my stories if people are interested in seeing that. But it's been cool to see how people like are drawing people into their booths and seeing what's happening in different aspects of different industries.
Yeah. You know, Jen, you have so many new ways to purchase from brands nowadays. I mean, obviously you're at a trade show buying here. I know you buy direct from brands. There's platforms like Fair that you're using too. How are these different things, one, making it easier for you to fill your shop with awesome things? And then I want to talk more about like why you still prioritize coming to trade shows. But talk to me about the diversification of ordering and like how that's benefited you.
I think it helps me space things out a little bit. So it used to really stress me out that Fair Market and the August street shows were like so close together. But now that I've been doing this for a little while, I can plan a little bit ahead of time and figure out like my budget for the whole season. So I basically know at the start of July how much I have to spend for the rest of the year. And I figure out how much I'm going to save for each different kind of phase of that.
Yeah. And talk to me about why you, like, I know all the reasons why I think trade shows are beneficial, but as a buyer, from your perspective, why do you prioritize coming here, spending money here, traveling, leaving your shop at home to come and do this? That's a big undertaking.
Yeah, sure. It's really important to me as an independent brand to know the people that make this stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, even if it's a rep or somebody who isn't making the things, seeing the physical products, there's really nothing that can replace that. Like, it's really great. People should always have awesome pictures. People should always like do reach outs. We've had more and more people like contact us directly, which is really nice to like have that kind of personal touch for at least a shop my size. I don't know how that works for bigger people, but it, for me, it's the like being able to, even though I am a visual person, being able to physically see a thing and then be able to connect how that's going to look in my shop, to be able to see different cards together and like realize how they might look on our card wall.
Yeah.
If you know my shop, you know my card wall is really important to us.
Totally. Also, I have to imagine too, there's a lot of brands that have expanded lately and they are doing not just greeting cards, but they're doing a lot of different gift items. And so, you know, when we're shopping online, you can see each individual item together. You can see collections, of course, but like it's not the same as seeing it all displayed on a wall or in a trade show booth. And I'm sure there's a bit of visualization that goes into it when you're walking a trade show floor and you're saying, oh, I could see how that would fit on our shelves at the store.
100%. And it, like, I actually look at things that I know I would never buy to get ideas of how people merchandise or like what fixtures people are using or talking to people. It's really great to have conversations with folks and like, hey, your packaging is beautiful. I'm going to take it out of the packaging. It's not going to sell on that. Like, so if you and I can work together and it saves you money to not wrap that thing or like work your fulfillment, I like having those conversations too. Yeah. So those are really hard to have online.
Yeah.
I find out about like custom collabs and things at trade shows. So it's a lot more relationship building potential.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of ways to think about what's the color story for the holiday going to be?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do in my window? What am I going to buy 24 of instead of just trying six?
Like, yeah.
I do that at the trade show. I don't do that online.
Okay, when it comes to buying at the trade show, are you typically coming with the idea in mind of like, okay, I'm going to use this time to reorder from brands I already work with, or are you on the hunt for new things?
I am often on the hunt for new things. Like, I want the new things from the brands I work with if I haven't already found out about those, but the smartest brands I've already spent the money with, because they sent me their new things ahead of time before I came here. So I think it's really about what am I not thinking about, or what do I think might be the thing this year that we're going to try for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, I do that at the August show.
Yeah. Awesome. Jen, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me. I know your days here at the show are busy and you're doing a lot of work and your mind is on a lot of different things as you're picking things out and spending money and trying to crunch all the numbers. So thank you for taking time with me today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure and it's nice to sit down.
Hey, I'm here with Megan from And Here We Are. How you doing, Megan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So how many times have you exhibited at Shop Object?
This is my fourth time as a brand, not through a rep group.
Okay. And you did a couple times at least through the rep group?
Yeah. Three or four times?
Yeah. Okay.
So 3 or 4 years. So.
But you were also, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. You were exhibiting in rep booths at New York Now and at Shop, but different groups, right?
Same group. They switched from New York Now to Shop Object.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how's the show going this year?
Show's going well, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Lots of good traffic?
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of the same buyers, or is it mostly new accounts?
I'd probably say a good mix.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. What pushes you in your decision-making to keep coming back to Shop versus going to a different show?
The main reason we do Shop compared to any other trade show is that we're not really here so much for reorders. We're here for connections, and this is the show that we find gives us the most return on the bigger buyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, too, I've been talking to a few other folks about how, like, all the different shows bring different kind of market segments and types
totally.
Of buyers.
So totally.
If you had to describe the Shop buyer, what kind of customers are you seeing here?
I mean, I think because the show is so much more curated, I think that even the buyers that are from shops are looking for a little bit more of like a high-end curated designery product compared to maybe like an Atlanta or another show. But we've done a lot of other shows. The main reason we only do this one is just like bandwidth and capacity, that if I'm going to do any show, at this point, I think I can get a lot of those other orders online and through, you know, marketplaces like Fair.
Or direct outreach.
Or direct outreach.
Yeah.
And then if I want to try and make that face-to-face connection with someone that I maybe can't access through just a cold call or an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that, too, because, you know, there's a lot of folks that are like, oh, trade shows are not what they used to be. They're dying. You know, I'm rolling my eyes for those that are listening and can't see. But, like, talk to me about, like, why it's important to you to still come see these folks face-to-face.
It's super important. Even the buyer, you know, a lot of buyers will come through this show and have just placed an order with us with the Fair Market because that was last week, essentially.
Yeah.
But we have that connection. We have that conversation. They see the pieces in line, in person instead of online.
Yeah.
And especially because we use a lot of neon inks and things that were, you know, the most common comment we get is, oh, you know, it just doesn't do
doesn't
that.
Translate,
just
as, right?
It doesn't translate. And I think that also we probably get those higher orders because these people have met me, they know my face, we've had conversations. So there's that personal connection compared to just some brand they found on the internet.
Right. There's a relationship. There's a person behind it.
Exactly.
Also, I want to say too, like, you have a huge line of incredible, like, gift products, greeting cards. Like, you have a huge line, which sometimes that's not going to show up in a search algorithm or stuff like that. And here, they get to see it all displayed on the wall, like, in its full capacity, which means that they also can see it merchandised in their, like, they can visualize it in their head of how it'll merchandise in their store.
Exactly. So it's both. It's like, if we find somebody new, this is a great way for them to really see the product and really imagine it in their store, in their assortments. And if it's someone that we already work with, and even if they just recently ordered, it's still so important to get that, like, face-to-face time with them. So when it comes to actually quantifying how the show was for us, it's usually not about dollar amounts or even order amounts. It's usually just about the connections that we made and who we got to see. So usually the only time I'll think that a show wasn't good for us is if we had, like, very low foot traffic in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's this one I just find that we get face-to-face with the most people that I want to see.
I was going to say, it feels like the most targeted for who you're trying to meet and connect with, and also you've had good results in the past, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I will say, too, back in the heyday, you remember these days where people were exhibiting at a lot of different shows, like, kind of traveling all over the world. The buying style is different now, and brands are having to kind of pick and choose where they're spending their time and how they're going after new customers, how they're retaining existing customers, and we're seeing more people doing just one show, or maybe like one in the winter, one in the summer. In your social circles with other brands, you're hearing the same, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people will take the opposite approach and do all the shows and wear them. So I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't.
The capacity's
hard enough to do this one, honestly. It's like, I have a family of kids. We've got a whole team. It's hard for me to be gone. But, like, if that's your whole setup, then maybe you can do it. But, I don't know. I think that I do miss the very early days where there was one show. Everyone did that show, and every buyer came to that show.
Yeah.
And it was once a year.
Yep. I was just
having
that conversation with somebody else. So I'm like, we used to have 70-plus brands in our community exhibiting at one specific show. And all the buyers would come, all the brands would come, and it was like a centralized source. And nowadays, we're seeing so many people diversify to regional shows, specialty shows. It's split amongst the different larger shows, too. So it's interesting.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to, and there's no right or wrong answer.
Well,
every show is different. Even every season is different. And maybe where your booth is, or maybe there was a storm and a bunch of people's flights were delayed. And it's impossible to really compare them, especially if someone else's experience might be. So when you ask around, I really do miss when it was just the one show.
Well, I think it's important for our listeners that every show is different, like you're saying. And so everyone's making choices based on what their personal needs are for their business and what they're trying to achieve. So I'm glad that Shop's been a good fit for you and that it's been a good thing to layer into your business for wholesale acquisition and retention, too.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
What advice would you give to someone who's considering exhibiting at a trade show?
Oh, well, I would recommend first think about what type of buyer that you're looking for. And then try and even, you know, online stalk them, look around, see what kind of shows they go to, because buyers love to post about the shows they're visiting.
Yeah, they do.
If you notice everybody that you are trying to get in with is all at Atlanta, then go walk Atlanta and see if that's a show that you can picture yourself doing. Also, maybe start with a show that's easier to do.
Yeah,
or
logistically
or
located
to
by,
you.
Yeah.
You know, if you could throw all of your stuff in your trunk and do a show versus I have to ship a crate to another country type of thing. that's a good place to start too.
Yeah.
Or start with something small like a Noted or something where you can try it out and learn a little bit. I think that also just don't jump into like the biggest show. Even if you find all the buyers you love are going to Shop Object, you've never done a show.
Yeah.
Do a couple smaller ones first.
That's good advice.
And get used to the logistic part of it, I think.
Well, thank you, Megan, for your time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a great show.
To see you.
You too. I'm here with Nancy from Dear Bunny. How are you doing, Nancy?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying Shop Object today. So tell me, how many times have you exhibited at Shop Object?
This is my 8th show doing it in person, including Shop Online. I've done it 10 times.
That's incredible. So how have you seen this show evolve over the years?
Oh, man, it's been unreal. I mean, the first time I went, it was so grassroots and just a lot of hype because of the energy and the vibe that they were and the community that they were building.
Yeah.
And then Pier 36 had its limits in terms of space. So, you know, there were only so many brands that they would let in. And now that they've moved to this new building, I think they've pretty much doubled their capacity. And the energy is still there and the good vibes are still here and the amazing sense of community is still here, but it's just on a larger scale.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a great job curating still.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's great to see.
Awesome. So you live overseas. You live in Europe, right? So
yes.
To come to a show here in New York, even though you've done it for so long, like what goes into your decision-making process when choosing a show and choosing where to allocate your energy and resources and time and money and all the things?
Well, first and foremost, I think connecting in person is hands down necessary.
Yeah.
So especially with my product, it's a tactile product. So allowing people to experience that in real life is really important.
Yeah.
And I do think that there are some customers that need to see the product in person and actually buy at shows and shows only. And so I've experienced that at Shop. I've had return customers that continuously stop at my booth every time I'm here. And so I want to support that. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And then I think about reach as well. So where are buyers going to most often? So I do feel like the New York shows brings in West Coast buyers. It brings in people from the South. It brings obviously the more local buyers as well. Whereas if I went to Vegas, for example, I don't think I'd get the same reach.
Yeah.
So I consider that for sure. You know, you have to make your airplane ticket worthwhile.
That and your hotel and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you talk about reach and visibility and those are all super important, but also each show has such a different personality in terms of the buyers that are there and the market segments that are featured.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like you've really found a home here at Shop where this is like where your ideal customer is. And so it makes sense for you to keep coming back.
Yes. The quality of the buyer here. I've always been amazed.
Awesome.
At the quality. And I've walked New York now for a very long time. I've walked the gift show, the ICFF, other shows that continue to go to the Javits. And I just really enjoy the particular buyer that ends up at this show. They're looking for unique, different, you know, something that is really hard to find elsewhere.
Which
and
is
so
what
I think
you
that's,
have. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. For folks that are thinking about maybe exhibiting at Shop or somewhere else, what advice would you want to give them as somebody that has done this show so many times?
Well, I would say, I think Shop has a very small learning curve, so it's very accessible and it's less intimidating than some of the other shows. So they make it very easy. The people that have organized Shop, they've done trade shows themselves. So they think about all of the details behind how stressful it can be to do a show for the very first time. And they really support the people that are here, the exhibitors, in that process. So hands down, it is more expensive, but I believe that it's worth it because of the accessibility and also the quality and the traffic. So yeah, I would say give it a whirl.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your experiences with us today.
Sure, no problem.
All right, I'm here with Stephanie from Dahlia Press. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm great. Thanks, Katie.
So how many times have you exhibited at Shop Object? What year is this?
Oh, my goodness. This is actually only our second season at Shop.
No.
Yeah. We were a season prior in a rep booth, but this is actually our second season in our own booth.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you are not new to trade shows. I mean, you've done so many different shows over the years. Tell us which ones you've done in the past.
Yeah, so we have done New York now many, many times. We've exhibited in Atlanta, at a National Stationery Show. Noted.
R.I.P.
We've done them all.
R.I.P. to the Stationery Show. Our favorite.
I know.
Okay, so talk to me about your decision to exhibit at SHOP this year. Like, what kind of weighed into your decision making on that?
That's a great question. We decided after a number of years at New York Now, just kind of watching the trends and seeing where things were going, that we would give SHOP a try.
Yeah.
So when we first dipped our toe in it, it wasn't the rep booth, just so we could see, like, was this the right market for us?
Yeah.
Or were we better suited at New York Now? Because sometimes it is a different shopper, a different buyer. And then ultimately, when we decided to do our own booth, we just really loved the space and the community. Mm-hmm. I personally love a tighter hallway.
I like
the feeling of just constantly being surrounded by people. So this was just a better fit for us.
Okay. I like, too, how you kind of experimented by you exhibiting at New York Now and having your product in the rep booth at SHOP, because that kind of gave you a little bit of a, I mean, I will say a rep booth is a different buying experience, and so you're always going to sell yourself better. No offense to the reps listening, but you're always going to sell yourself better than anyone else. So, but having kind of, you're double dipping in a way of like, okay, when we're in New York, we're at both shows, and that's is a good vibe too.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was good for us just to see with the rep group how people responded to our line and was there interest, and it just kind of gave us that green light we needed to know that like this was where we should be.
Yeah. Okay, so talk to me, because you have done all these other shows too. The buyers segments at all these shows are very different.
They are.
I think a lot of people underestimate that. So like, talk to me about who you saw when you were in Atlanta last and kind of how that's different than what you're seeing at SHOP today.
Yeah, I do feel like, I mean, you are seeing some crossover no matter what show you're at, but I do feel like we're seeing a lot of stores that have kind of a larger reach, that have like multiple locations here. Bigger box stores are definitely coming through here.
Yeah.
Some stores that I will say maybe are a little on the higher end are coming through, and they're kind of looking for something just a little more polished.
Mm-hmm.
Where I did feel like in Atlanta, that was not the best fit for us. I felt like there were a lot of stores that were kind of looking for a lower price point on a greeting card, which for a letterpress card, that's just not us.
Yeah.
So that show particularly was not a good fit.
I think it's really important for people listening to hear that, like, no one show is the show for everyone.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, none of them are one size fits all.
No.
And hearing that, like, you're looking at the different market segments, the different types of buyers that are going, the cost involved, the travel logistics, like, all of those things weigh into what you're deciding to do for your brand.
Yeah. Well, and even just day to day, earlier today, we were discussing how yesterday's buyer is so different from today's buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was a lot of mom and pop shops, and it felt like kind of old friends coming into the booth. And today it's a little more corporate and a little more buttoned up.
Yeah. And I should mention we're recording this on a Monday today, which is when all the corporate folks are back in the office.
Absolutely.
But their day at the office is today, you know, and here. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I remember seeing that too when I was doing Stationery Show and the others, you know, the weekends were like the folks trying to get back to manage their shops during
the
week. So. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So you're a big trade show veteran now. You've done this a bunch of times.
Yes.
I know that I have seen you at so many where like things did not go as planned at different times.
Yeah. Every time.
And you always found a solution.
Yep.
You were always agile about that. Yep. What is something you want our listeners to know if they're thinking about exhibiting at a show?
Yes.
And, you know, what kind of wise words would you like to impart?
I think as much planning as you can possibly do, you never know what is going to show up. So, for example, this particular show, we designed a booth for a 10-foot wall because that's what we were given last season. This season we showed up, a 12-foot wall. This season we have a 10-foot wall. So an entire vinyl that we had planned to put up at the ceiling line was useless. We also ended up with a little bonus wing wall though. So we just pivoted and took that vinyl, flipped it on its side, and made the best out of the wing wall, put some extra signage, pack extra signage for that reason. Just use what you have and try to make the best of it.
One of the things we talk about at Paper Camp, and I know that I've talked about with you at different shows too when things went wrong, is like nobody knows what didn't go as planned.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you tell them. And
right.
we're not gonna, I mean, we're telling folks now just for entertainment factor and like them understanding to be prepared for the unexpected. But like, honestly, nobody's gonna know what didn't go as planned.
No.
Just figure it out, find a solution, keep cruising.
And I think also just knowing that maybe it works out better that way in the end, and you have a great story you can share with buyers.
Yeah.
I mean, every time something's gone horribly wrong, we've posted about it on social media. We've had conversation starters with it. So it's always worked out for the best.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, I hope you have a great show. The booth looks great, and
Thank
so do your
you.
New products.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you again to everyone that made time to chat with me on the show floor. Like I said before, I know your time is busy and your minutes are precious there. You want to get to talking with as many of your buyers as you possibly can. So thank you for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. And to our listeners for listening today, thank you for spending time with us and listening. I hope you found this helpful. If so, please do share it with a friend that's thinking about exhibiting. I think they need to hear these candid conversations and help them make decisions for their business. Also, if any of you are thinking about exhibiting at trade shows as part of your wholesale growth strategy, then you absolutely must join us for Paper Camp. We have a ton of experience exhibiting ourselves, and we have guided tens of thousands of indie brands through the process, doing a whole wide range of shows. New York, Las Vegas, Dallas, Atlanta, Toronto, London. Like, it's insane the amount of shows our people are doing nowadays. And I will tell you that we have a lot of folks who come to us after they have DIY'd a trade show. They've said, I don't need help. I can do it on my own. And they had a really rough go at it. They had low sales. They had lots of stress, low confidence when they were selling. And that's not the case for our Paper Camp alumni. Our alumni frequently report that they are feeling confident, that their sales are higher, their average order value is higher, and they have stronger reorder rates than non-Paper Camp alumni. And the fact is, too, we hear from buyers who say, I love buying from your alumni. They know what they're doing. I know what I can expect from them. So if this is something that you need support on, go enroll in Paper Camp. You can find more details at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Round 46 of Paper Camp is currently open for enrollment. Now, we only run this coaching program twice a year because we spend a lot of time and effort helping everybody, and we sell out of this program every single time. This coaching program takes you through step by step everything you need to know to build a successful wholesale business, and we give you all the tools to help fast track it. Email templates, snail mail templates, like just so many good things to help you expedite things. So again, you can enroll at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. All right, thanks for listening until the end. If you found it helpful, please again share it with a friend. And I will be back soon with a new episode.